So at the time, they were just cutting demos, because back then you could send tapes to record labels in New York and L.A. You'd find out specific A&R people, get their names, and you'd send the tape out. And, sometimes you'd get a quick reply. Sometimes you wouldn't get anything. But the Mutants at that time must have gotten at least a dozen rejection letters. And, from some of the biggest names in the business, which was pretty funny. But that's how it was kind of done back then. At least that's how the Mutants were doing it.